We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Welcome back. Hour number two. The Drive right here on KFH. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz with you. Nice to have Branch Rickey with us. I put on Twitter a little bit ago that after seeing so many potential nicknames come down the pike about Wichita's new AAA team, I've kind of settled on Keepers 1, Wizards 2, Silverbacks 3.
Interesting.
No. What?
No, just no to those. Keepers.
Keeper of the Plains.
Yeah, Wichita Keepers. Say that.
Max just didn't like it?
He doesn't. No.
Well, I don't care what Max
likes. He
likes
Tusk.
I only care what Max likes when he likes what I like.
Keepers is great in theory, except one, it's Wichita Keepers. It's not. It doesn't roll off the tongue. And two, Keepers is a soccer term. It just is. The same reason we can't call them the
Linemen. It's a Keeper of the Plains.
Sorry.
What about Wizards?
Why?
I like it.
Because of Wizard of Oz.
Well, it has a small connection to that, but it's not overbearing.
As I was discussing with Jason Duda on Friday, Oz is not Kansas. Oz is Oz, right? Kansas is Kansas in that movie. Oz is a different place. We are not Oz.
You conjure up Oz while you're in Kansas after a tornado. Well, think about that. So I like Wizards and I like Silverbacks. And then after that, I don't know. There's been so many that it's hard to know. We're going to have to have a nickname.
You know where I'm at. And people think this
is never going to happen.
People think this is a.
You're just trying to create. It is an act.
It's not an act. This is the legit choice for me. Rockhoppers. I won't continue
Why
to barrage.
Why not just Penguins?
Because Rockhoppers is a baseball, and it's skipping rocks.
A rockhopper is what?
A rock is a baseball, and a hopper is a ground ball. And Rockhopper is skipping rocks on the Arkansas River. And a penguin is an exhibit at our zoo. And it fits in.
You really want this to be the name,
yes,
don't you?
Yes, I do. And Spike Anderson was texting me last night. He said he's probably going to be on the selection committee for names.
Why is he going to be on the selection? Why aren't I on the selection?
Why am I not? Here I am
what
as
is
a young
Spike Anderson.
Here I am as a young person and sort and 1% of influence in this city. I should be on the selection committee.
Why is Spike Anderson? Now listen, I like Spike a lot. But what in the world has Spike Anderson ever done?
I don't know.
To be on that selection committee. And why, by the way, who's naming this selection committee?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, Spike, you better let us in on that.
And if it's the mayor and I'm not on it, I'm sorry. Me and the mayor are finished. And I saw him at Dylan's over on Thursday or Friday. I think it was Friday. No, it's Thursday. And he's a fantastic individual, but I need to be in this process.
Well, I don't understand. I don't understand how in the world there could be a selection committee that involves this baseball
you want to talk
team,
about,
and I haven't been asked to be on it.
You want to talk about a 12 angry men proposition? I ain't changing my vote.
Mike, you're on the show.
Hey, Bob and Jeff. Wichita Gamblers, man. You want to tie to Old West, you know, the Western, the Cowboys. Wichita Gamblers. Plus, it works for the baseball field, too, man. They gamble a little bit.
Mm. All right. They had a USFL team named the Gamblers, but it was the Las Vegas Gamblers.
Right.
So I don't know.
They're non-existent anymore, so we got to bring it back. Wichita Gamblers.
All right, Mike.
Just think of the bling you could have with that.
Yeah, okay. But it's not descriptive of Wichita. You don't think of Wichita and think, oh, that's a gambling hotbed.
Well, it's an Old West town.
That wasn't gambling.
That's all there is in the Old West is gambling. And if you lose, you shoot a guy. As far as that's, I think, how it goes.
There's got to be an Old West
Aces
time.
And eights, man. Ooh, that's a good name. No, aces. The eight, what's
that's a dumb name.
Eights.
I don't want to go into it. All I want, here's what I want resolution to in the next 10 minutes. I want to know why Spike Anderson's on any committee.
He says he's going to be.
I want to know why he thinks he's going to be. I want to know how you get on that committee. I want to know if there even is a committee.
It's all good. These are all good questions.
And what do you have to do? Do you have to buy into the committee?
Well,
it was the Houston Gamblers, not the Vegas. What was Houston's?
Exactly. Who knows? I don't know.
The Houston Gamblers. Here's Andrew. Hey, Andrew. Now, I don't want to get deep into a nickname skirmish here, but go for it.
I was thinking Wichita Flyers because air capital of the world. Why not?
See, we've done so much air capital of the world stuff. Do we really want to do that again?
Well, why not? You've had the Wranglers and you had the Wingnuts. Why not go with the Flyers?
But the Wingnuts was a loose association to the aviation industry. We had the Arrows. We had the Pilots.
Force, Aviators. It's just, no.
Well, I mean, you got the Hayesville baseball team. They're, what, the Aviators?
Well, but does Hayesville count? I'm sorry, Andrew. I'm kidding, of course.
I mean, it is part of Wichita, so.
No, don't ever say that again on this show, Andrew. Thank you for the call. I kid Hayesville. As a Derby guy, I'm allowed to do that, right?
Sure.
I went and spoke to the Derby football team last week.
Yeah, well, we never heard about that.
Well, I was good.
What would you possibly say?
I told them that I was the starting quarterback when I went there, and then I gave it a pause and said that's a lie. Then I said that's a lie, but this is true. I was a leading scorer on the basketball team my junior and senior seasons, and paused, and that was a lie. And then I said, but this is true.
What are you out there doing?
I led the Arc Valley League in earned run average my senior year. And I paused there, and I said, now that's the solemn truth. And then I talked about shutting out campus 5-0, and it didn't get much of a reaction. I said, apparently you guys don't hate campus the way we used to back in the day. And then they all went nuts. Oh, yeah, we do. Yeah, we. So then I said, well, what about me shutting out campus? And there was a wild applause. And
and then everybody went home. This is so bad.
Why?
I was the leading scorer. No, I wasn't. Just kidding. What is that? That's
what would you have said?
I don't know. I would have.
First of all, you wouldn't have had anything.
I would have declined the offer.
I don't decline offers.
I know. Maybe you should.
I was a big hit. I sat with the seniors. They're wanting some of my wisdom. It was fun.
That's unfortunate.
Then they went out and pounded Salina Central the next night.
No, I thought you spoke before week one.
Nah, that was a mistake. They gave me the wrong week. Last week I went.
Really?
Yeah.
Who was it week one?
They didn't have it week one.
No, they did. I'd like to know who they.
No, they did.
Who they replaced you with?
They had week one out at one of the parks in town where they had a cookout. They didn't have a speaker. So I was week two, actually
okay.
Week one. I was the speaker. And I had a good time down in Derby.
Well, of course you did. It's your hometown.
And those kids thought I was fine.
I'm sure.
There's not a player on that team who looked at me going, what, this guy?
I rolled a 300 in bowling for the bowling derby.
Break 200 down there.
I've never done that.
As a kid, I broke 200.
That's good.
High game and what is your high game?
196.
Oh, you got to keep trying.
I do.
My high game is 243.
243?
243. That's correct.
I'd like to put that out there for folks. Do most people have a 200 game in there?
I had 9 strikes.
Max, have you ever bowled a 200?
I bowl a candle.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know. Max doesn't do normal things.
Andrew doesn't.
Don't ask Max about normal things. Max lives...
He said, I only bowl candlepin. What does that mean?
Max lives on the edge. He's a Californian. Who knows what those people do?
East Coast.
I don't know what candlepin is, Max, but we're proud of you. All right. Let's see. Let's get to some NFL. I was curious to see what some of the quarterbacks who changed venues were going to do yesterday and some of the quarterbacks who were making their debuts. We'll start with Mahomes. We talked about him a little earlier. We'll talk about him shortly with Kendall Gammon of the Chiefs Radio Network. Mahomes, 256 yards, four touchdowns, 15 of 27. I thought they kept him rather constrained, but he was still dynamite. Man, the guy throws.
He's just a freak. He throws a ball. Type of athlete. You could see him having a long, long, long career.
Sam Bradford makes his debut in Arizona. I don't know how much longer they'll go with him. 20 for 34, 153 yards, one interception. They were blitzed. They got to go to Rosen, don't they?
They will eventually, but why do you want to bring him into a team that's downtrodden and in transition?
Josh Allen gets on the field for Buffalo after Peterman. First of all, if you got a quarterback named Peterman, you're not doing anything.
How bad must A.J. McCarron be?
You got to, first of all, you got to change his name legally.
No, Nathan Peterman.
Yeah, I go to that guy to have my taxes.
But if
done.
He was good, we'd be saying, wow, what a cool name. That's how sports work. Is Cam Newton a cool name? No. But he's a cool player,
Nathan Peterman, I need you to handle my divorce. Yes. Nathan Peterman, I need you to lead us to the AFC West title. No. Never going to happen. So let's get Josh Allen.
So that's
whatever. Let's get Josh Allen out there and let him go.
The problem is he might be bad.
Maybe, but we got to find out. Alex Smith debuts for the Redskins, 21 of 30, 255 yards, two touchdowns, no picks. That's Alex Smith.
Yeah, he's the same guy he was.
They'll help that team. They will be a much better team. Although the guy that left Washington, Kirk Cousins, for the Vikings, 20 of 36, 244 yards, two touchdowns. So pretty much the same line for Alex Smith and Kirk Cousins.
Well, they're essentially the same quarterback in a lot of ways.
Case Keenum debuts in Denver. I believe he'll bring back that receiving core, which really kind of dissipated with their previous quarterback situation. Case Keenum did throw three interceptions, but he also threw for three touchdowns, 25 of 39, 329 yards, and Emmanuel Sanders built on a great preseason with about 150 yards in receiving. And by the way, I have him on my fantasy team and did not start him.
Uh-oh.
But he will be in the starting lineup from here on out.
That's a team that might have reinvented its offense kind of overnight with not only a new quarterback, but they added the Freeman kid at running back and whoever their backup.
Well, they had two running backs.
Who's
that
Lindsey? Is that his name?
Yards. So
keep an eye on Denver.
They're interesting, at least. So there you go. There's what the quarterbacks, either the new ones or the ones who have changed venues. Here's Shannon. Hey, Shannon.
You ready to break down the Rams game, Raiders game?
Well, as you may know, Shannon, I am wavering strongly right now. I am disgusted by the trade of Khalil Mack. I don't think John Gruden has a chance in hell of making this work. Sorry.
Tonight or the whole thing?
The whole thing. And you ought to be irate. Yeah, I don't think Raiders fans should be hopeful at this point.
Well, let's just let him coach his first game. Let's let him get through the first month.
But you can't trade Khalil Mack and then come out today and say he didn't want to play here anyway, which is blatantly not true.
Yeah, we need to find out the truth behind that. But we can't also mortgage the whole team. You can't give a defensive end $20 million. I mean, the Raiders wouldn't have anything to do. They wouldn't have the first two-round pick, the two first-round picks.
Yeah, they'd have Khalil Mack.
Well, but they gave Aaron Donald a huge contract with the Rams.
I know, but tonight's game, the Rams are going to win that game. But I think the Raiders, hopefully, it could go one of two ways. They fall flat on their face, and we look terrible, and the Khalil Mack trade is the worst thing we could have done. Or we play strong, and we lose by 10 to 14 points, and you at least know that they're rebuilding, and in 2 to 3 years, hopefully they're striving for a Super Bowl.
Well, I am going to be up. I'm going to be watching this game, hopefully, till the end. I'm very intrigued by it, and we'll talk more about it tomorrow. Okay, Shannon?
Sounds good.
All right, thank you. That's Shannon Great. The Raiders are under a big microscope tonight. Do you agree?
Kinda.
Boy, I'm telling you.
They've effectively taken the microscope off of them by weakening their team so much that there's no expectations anymore.
I am pumped to watch the game tonight. I've got to figure out a way to stay up till midnight.
Yeah, I won't
I've got
to
do
I
it.
I won't even try. I might listen to it on the radio as I fall asleep.
I'm going
to
do it.
But I can't watch.
And I hope my wife's on board. I hope that we can make this happen tonight. I got Adam Wainwright returning to pitch for the Cardinals tonight. Huge. Big. Never wanted a guy to succeed more in my life than I do Adam Wainwright. So I'm on pins and needles about that. And then I've got the Raiders and the Rams, and I'm extremely nervous about that. So this is going to be a heck of a night.
Oh, it's fun-filled, action-packed. Don't forget about the Lions and Jets.
I won't be watching as much of that.
What a thriller.
Although, listen, it's okay. I want to see what Sam Darnold does.
Yeah, that's about it, though. Neither team has much you're really excited about. They might both be okay, but they're just the Jets and the Lions.
When we return, we'll talk about the Chiefs with Kendall Gammon from the Chiefs Radio Network. He's the analyst to Mitch Holthus, and he joins the show after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.